You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report into the culture of media company MediaWorks has found that bullying, sexual harassment, assault, and peer pressure have been prevalent within the workplace. The report found that, in particular, younger female employees were affected by the boys' club culture, fearing that rejections to inappropriate comments would affect their careers. In cases of sexual allegation, female staff either found that they did not feel safe reporting the harassment or that it wasn't properly resolved by MediaWorks. Dr. Matt Mulgard, Head of Radio and Audio Media at the Auckland University of Technology, has said that tertiary students entering MediaWorks have felt unsafe by the staff before. I spoke to him earlier today about the MediaWorks report, beginning by asking if he was surprised by the findings.
I didn't know they were going to be so bad. There's been rumours and there's been talk about it for quite a while, all this year. But the report is grim and in-depth, and it does paint a rather dire picture of the culture in MediaWorks, yeah.
I'm going to pull up some statistics here. 45% of females surveyed and 34% of males witnessed some form of bullying. How has this persisted within MediaWorks without being resolved?
In short, a very bad culture and very bad management of people. To me, the people and culture part of that business is not working very well at all. And of course, it comes from the top. The management structures, the people that are running the place, right from the board to the CEO to the managers that manage things day to day, they all need to take a good hard look at this report and themselves and actually disassemble what is a really bad culture. Some people might even have to go, but they have to be honest, they have to be brutal about what's been happening and end it, or else they're going to end up ruining that business.
Is the culture likely going to change due to the departure of people like John Banks, Sean Plunkett, and more recently Dom Harvey?
I'm not sure that Dom left for any reasons that relate to the sort of reasons that Sean and John left for. That might have been a completely different set of reasons. But I'm hoping that those sort of people who used to be, you know, company stars leaving gives room for people to think, yeah, we can change things here. I think more importantly is that boys club that was mentioned several times in the report, and the QC was very clear about the dangerous aspect of that. And I think that's probably the first place they need to look in terms of their culture change. And if they can't change that boys club thing, they probably can't change anything else.
Is this going to affect student perspectives on the radio industry and more specifically MediaWorks?
It already has. I've had a couple of students tell me recently they don't like going into MediaWorks because they don't like how some of the men make them feel. This is part of an ongoing problem for MediaWorks, I think. There has been students who just don't want to go there. They just like, I'd rather go and work at the other company or at BFM or at Radio New Zealand or Access Radio than go to a place where I just don't feel safe. I say, we don't tell our students to go anywhere. We say they vote with their feet. If they're not going to go into those businesses, you're going to miss out on some great talent who just, you know, it's really unsafe for your business too, you know. You're missing out on some really good students that could change the world. So I think students will vote with their feet. They'll go, well, if they don't change their culture, I don't want to go there. And that gets into a bit of a death spiral where you're not getting the good people and you're not getting the good ratings and you're losing clients and your business becomes nowhere near as profitable. There's a real danger there that they're going to shoot themselves in the foot if they don't get this fixed.
Will this affect the relationship that AUT has with MediaWorks in terms of internships that the university runs as part of their media programs?
We don't run internships as part of our programs. That's only the broadcasting school. So once our students finish, it's up to them to decide where they want to go. So we have no formal internship relationship there. There are parts of MediaWorks which are working quite well, possibly outside of Auckland, where our students go and they really enjoy themselves. Other parts, not so much. So our relationship with MediaWorks is one removed. We don't actually have a very one-on-one relationship with them, but I would like to see them improve their culture so that our students feel more comfortable going there.
Yeah, it's shocking to see that students aren't feeling safe going there. Do you have any final comments about the MediaWorks report or in relation to students or AUT?
Well, I'm really sad for a lot of people there at MediaWorks because there are some really good people and they're being affected by this cultural stuff too. And I really feel for those people who are trying hard every day to be great broadcasters and to do the right thing. I think they're being handicapped by their own culture, and I think that the people around them need to really take a look at themselves. So those people I feel really sorry for. And there are some great people at MediaWorks. That's really sad for them, I think. I'm glad for the people who feel like they've been listened to at MediaWorks. That's really important too. It's part of a step change in culture. At AUT, we'll always try to produce the best graduates we can for radio places, and we try to give them the best tools we can for them to decide where to go and how to use their skills. So that won't change at all. And I really hope that MediaWorks becomes a place that our students really want to go to again.
That was Dr. Matt Mulgard, Head of Radio and Audio Media at AUT, on the MediaWorks report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.